From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was To Build a Home by the Cinematic Orchestra, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And then finally, we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with today's radio show is coming to you from Bath Fitter, and we'll be talking with Mark Norris with Bath Fitter, Caroline Kreese with Energy One America, April McGill, an architect, April McGill with Root Down Designs, Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry, and finally Nicole Gordon with Princeton Mortgage. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'd like to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Bath Fitter, and we're very proud to have Bath Fitter as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Mark Norris with Bath Fitter. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Mark, take a moment and tell everyone about Bath Fitter.
Bath Fitter is an acrylic tub and shower manufacturer. Installer, local here in Charleston at 4510 Dorchester Road, North Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. All right. What makes what makes Bath Fitter stand out? What's your claim to fame?
I would say our lifetime warranty, and also it is a one-day process once we manufacture the product for the customer.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. One-day process, that almost sounds too good to be true because people are, you know, when you've got if you're doing like a kitchen or a bathroom project, that's a pretty major remodeling project. And, people who've done it are used to workers walking in and out of their house. And you kind of have to put your life on hold while a project's taking days or weeks to finish, but that's not the case with Bath Fitter.
You know, it's not celebrating our 35th anniversary this year, and the company started out covering steel and iron tubs. And, you know, here in Charleston, most of what we're doing is taking out existing fiberglass units, one-piece units that were installed while the home was being built. Those units are taken out in the morning, and then we can bring in the tub or shower base with the one-piece wall, and we also have an optional ceiling. And it all gets done within a day. So
interesting. Is there a lot of prep work before the installation actually takes place?
You know, it is. The consultants will come in, give the free consultation, take all the measurements, go over all the different options with the person purchasing. And then it takes us about a week and a half to 2 weeks to be ready for install. Everything is sent to our corporate manufacturing location in Nashville, Tennessee, and then is shipped back on our Bath Fitter trucks here to Charleston. All of our employees here at Bath Fitter are bonded, so any one of us could be left in the home. A lot of people will leave us in the home or leave the installers mm-hmm. when they get there early. And by the time they get home from work, the bathroom is up and ready to go.
And I think in one of the times I interviewed you previously, you said that every installation that you do is a custom installation. Is that right?
It is, and it's only two or three pieces versus if you were to go out and try and piece this together yourself at one of the retailers. So we really, you only have one or two caulk lines, and that really makes a difference.
The reason I say that is I believe that we have a Bath Fitter shower tub combo installed in one of our apartments, and it's a beautiful fixture. But this is a house that was built in 1885, and so it's nothing is square in the house, and so when you're dealing with a challenging project like that, how does Bath Fitter deal with something like that?
Again, I mean, we're licensed plumbers. We have different licenses to do different things. We try to stay away from anything major as far as a renovation. They would probably need to get a contractor to square that out if needed. But we build this for each home or each commercial unit. Anywhere that we go, it's all custom built. Mm-hmm. So, and you can imagine the different options. If we're actually covering a tub, In our warehouse, we have over 400 molds mm-hmm. that after we measure that tub, we will take a mold out. And this is when we're covering a tub. We will take the mold out just to triple check that it is the correct fit.
Now, when you say covering a tub, what do you mean by that?
The cover would be more of a liner process where we would put our acrylic over a steel or iron tub mm-hmm. base. And that is the only application that can be done. And that's also how our company started 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd install some new walls to go around that, some acrylic walls?
We can, or if it's a freestanding, we can also do those.
Okay.
But, you know, if it's something, we run into that a little bit downtown. We've seen that arise. But most of what we're doing in Charleston is it's taking out the fiberglass units that were originally installed.
Right. And replacing it with what? Are people taking out, are people going with a walk-in shower versus that old fiberglass tub and shower combo that they have?
They are. A lot of people are getting away. We will take out jacuzzi tubs and go in with a larger shower, which people really enjoy. Or we can put back a garden tub if they're not using the jacuzzi and just want a regular, more standard tub. But most of what we're seeing right now in this market is taking tub to shower.
Mm-hmm. I was amazed at the number of attendees at our Charleston Fall Home Show that specifically mentioned they were redoing their bathrooms. And so I was thinking of Bath Fitter, you know, when they told us that, because a lot of folks are looking at that alternative. And what would be the difference between, you know, maybe hiring a contractor and having them tear up your bathroom versus what Bathfitter does?
Well, having done that a few times in my own homes, it's usually a 3 to 5 or anywhere longer process, especially if you're putting in tile. This is just a simple fix or a simple fit for someone that does not want to deal with mold and mildew anymore, that wants a lifetime warranty and wants it done in one day. Mm-hmm. We see families all the time, as we get older, their parents are coming to stay with them. We're doing a lot of the 1 to 3 inch height bases on the showers, mm-hmm. so people are easily accessible to get in there as we all get older. And that's what keeps us in business. Nothing against the tile guys and anyone else that's putting in that special bathroom, because we know that's going to happen as well. But this is a little bit easier solution.
Right. If you do go the traditional route, you're talking about several trades that you're going to have to hire. You've got your general contractor or carpenter who's going to be doing the tear out. Then you've got maybe a tile subcontractor who's going to come in and do that. And then you got to bring the plumber in to hook everything up. Maybe a painter, a paint contractor to also do that work. And there might be some electrical work that needs an electrician too. And with Bathfitter, you don't have all of those different subs, right?
No. Again, all of our installers are trained to do their job and to make sure that it is a finished product. And when I say finished product, I'm not talking about just doing the job and leaving everything messy and dusty. We really strive to keep minimal dust throughout the home by putting up our plastic sheathing. We put plastic flooring down when we're coming from outside to in, so we're not disrupting any of the house. And we really like to leave it, as clean or cleaner than it was when we started the day.
Mm-hmm. When I was walking through your showroom, the Bathfitter showroom, you've got some. I really like that corner shower unit. Is that a popular unit?
It is. It's a display. It just gives you an idea of what it could be like. It's not to scale. I actually tried to get in it one time. It's a little close when I first started. But yes, and again, we need to get in the home to give the down to the penny price, mm-hmm. but a lot of folks will, they like to come in and see the showroom, see the different options, in person. Usually when we are at the home shows, we take 2 or 3 of our displays with us, but here at the showroom, we have many more that you can look at and gotcha. Actually feel.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So there's different colors. There's different, plumbing fixtures themselves, shower heads and faucets and everything.
All different configurations. You can from rain shower to adjustable shower solutions. We use nothing but Moen for our fixtures, which also carries a lifetime warranty. Mm-hmm. So they can they can't see every single option, but they can at least see a little bit more than what maybe they would see at the show.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the show, talk about the home show special that Bathfitter is running.
Yes, with our partnership, we offer 10% or up to $450 off of your purchase if you visit us at the home show. Mm-hmm. So, it really seems to work. We meet a lot of people and really enjoy being there every year.
Excellent. And I wanted to mention before the interview, you mentioned that Bathfitter does majority of your work is residential, but you folks also do commercial work as well.
We do. You'll see us in hotels, apartment communities, condominiums. So we are in the commercial realm as well.
Excellent. Well, all right. Well, we have been talking with Mark Norris with Bathfitter, and special thanks to Bathfitter for hosting today's radio show and also for being a sponsor of the the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center downtown. Come see Bathfitter at the show. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Bathfitter, and their showroom is located at 4510 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, right near Wow Cable. And now we're talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good, Tim. How are you today?
Good. Caroline, take a moment and tell everybody about Energy One America.
Energy One America, we're the largest spray foam company in Charleston. We're locally owned and operated over on Daniel Island.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And talk about all the different services that Energy One America offers.
We can provide any type of insulation that you might need, whether it's spray foam, open cell, or closed cell. We can provide fiberglass. We also provide EnviroDry, which is an exterior liquid applied air barrier. We also have a new product called Aero Barrier, which is an interior liquid applied air seal. And then we have mold protection products. We can do mild mold remediation, and then we have a product called Fortisell Mold Protection, which prevents mold germination for 25 years.
Hmm. And the Fortisell, I'm familiar with that. Is that just for new construction?
It's for new construction, and typically the other place that I'll use it is in a subfloor or a crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
It gets moldy under there.
Right. Gotcha. So it's winter, it's cold out, and what are people experiencing who might not have spray foam insulation in their house?
A lot of calls right now are people complaining that their floors are cold. So they're drafty and they're cold and they want to know what they can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can apply closed cell spray foam underneath the floor system. And I'm told that the floor will be the same temperature as the thermostat.
Nice. Yeah. You may have insulation in your crawl space. But I recall when our old house, we had insulation, but you still felt drafts sometimes coming up through the wooden floorboards. And just, you're right, you're walking around the house and the floor is cold because there's really, it's the same temperature as what it is outside in the crawl space itself. So Energy One America is going to come in. Your people are going to go underneath the house in the crawl space on their backs, and they're going to spray foam the sheathing right below your wood floors in your house.
We'll spray foam underneath all condition space, and we'll take out whatever insulation you currently have underneath there as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll remove that, and then we'll spray foam.
I gotcha. And I always find this interesting. Tell our listeners about the two places in your home that you can use spray foam insulation, in these two spots in your home, and really make a significant difference in your energy usage and ultimately your energy bills that you get.
The two biggest spots are your attic and your crawl space or your floor. So your energy leaves through the roof about 50% and about 30 to 40% through the floor. So when you open your front door, all the air just whooshes right out through the top of your roof.
Mm-hmm.
So if we seal your roof or your attic, we seal it from the peak to the floor with spray foam. So foam goes underneath the roof as opposed to your conventional insulation is on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we spray foam underneath the roof and seal that attic up tight. So we seal the ridge, the soffits, we seal the gable vents. And we typically remove the insulation that's currently on the floor because it's typically dirty.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say that. But that's your biggest energy losses through the roof. So when we foam that, your bill, electric bill usually drops about 40% for your heating and cooling costs, basically.
Not the walls. You would think, you know, the greatest square footage of your house are the four walls, or, you know, depending on the configuration of your house, you might have more than, but basically the walls, that doesn't lose much energy in there?
Air draws up and down. So like I said, when you open the front door, it just all goes right out the top,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I've met people who have asked me to come out and talk to them about doing their walls, and I've shared with them why it would behoove them to do their roof or their attic. And I'm like, just give it a try. And I'll get a phone call after we've done the install, and they're like, oh, my God, it's night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because when you walk, if you have your attic, the roof sheathing spray foamed, you can walk in your attic in the summertime, which everybody has had an experience going into a hot attic, and you definitely don't want to be there. But in the summertime, if you have the spray foam insulation, what's the temperature going to be like there?
The temperature in the summertime of a spray foamed attic is around 85 to 90 degrees, as opposed to 130, 140 degrees. It's think about in the wintertime, too, when you put your hat on and you go outside, you stay warmer than if you didn't put your hat on. Mm-hmm. You're just putting a hat on and keeping the heat in.
Gotcha. And there's two different types of spray foam insulation to put that spray foam in the attic and then in the crawl space. What's the type of spray foam to use there?
In a crawl space, you only want to use closed cell foam because the cells are closed. So it's a vapor barrier, an inch and a quarter. Mm-hmm. So we typically put in 2 inches underneath the floor. In your attic, you can use either foam. There's open cell and there's closed cell foam that you can put inside your attic. Either one of them will work up there. Mm. The closed cell makes your roof 300% stronger in the event of violent weather, and it's waterproof, and the open cell costs less and is a good sound absorber.
Gotcha. So if you were maybe putting on an addition, or if you were building a new house, you might use the open cell spray foam maybe between the floors, so that if you've got teenagers playing music or something, you won't hear it. When you're downstairs and they're upstairs, right?
Exactly.
That's also an interesting point about the closed cell in the attic. You can use either open cell or closed cell in the attic, but the closed cell acts like liquid nails. And so talk about how that protects your roof.
It's just a lightweight polyurethane product, and it just glues everything together. It's just a very, very solid, dense. It's a 2-pound spray foam, is what it is.
And that's what everyone can picture, that image that they always show during hurricane season of the roofs being ripped off of a house. And but if you've got the closed cell insulation, not only are you saving money and more comfortable in your house, you've also fortified that roof so that if you might lose the shingles, but you're not going to lose the roof itself.
And that actually happened to me. I have spray foam in my personal house, and I started losing I have a wind tunnel down the side of my house, and I started losing some shingles off the front, and I was like, it doesn't look very pretty. But I'm like, well, I got spray foam underneath there. It doesn't matter. It's waterproof.
Right.
And as more came off, I got it replaced.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. And how long does the process take? How long will Energy One be on your property to get the work done?
Depends on the size of the project, but typically, in I say your average home, I say that loosely because I don't know what that means. It's one day to remove insulation, and then we come back the next day to spray foam. Mm-hmm. So that's typical process for us.
And
there are two different crews as well.
Are you going to be how are the hoses for the spray foam? How do you run those? Do you run them through the house or through a window?
I try to suggest and talk to the homeowner about that before the crew even comes, and I generally like the hoses to come in the least invasive way. Mm-hmm. Which, if there's a window by the driveway, we can bring it through a second story window that's closer to the attic. Some houses, it's easier just coming through the front door because there's a hallway right there. Every house is different. Mm-hmm. But they put plastic down, and they cover up the windowsills and all that kind of stuff so the hoses don't make a mess.
Good. Make a very low impact for the homeowner.
Plastic on the floor, everything.
Excellent. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Energy One America.
They can go on our website, which is energyoneamerica.com, or they can call us at 843-388-6260.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America, and come out and see Energy One America at the Charleston Home and Design Show. I've got the Charleston Fall Home Show on the mind, I guess, but the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Caroline.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Bathfitter, and we're very proud to have Bathfitter as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with architect April McGill with Root Down Designs. How are you, April?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. April, tell everybody about Root Down Designs.
Yeah, sure. We are a small minority and woman certified business in the city of Charleston. Mm-hmm. And we are a full service architecture and interior design firm specializing in healthy buildings. And we also are very unique in that we also have a lot of educational offerings, from independently run building workshops to training women on natural wall finishing methods, and I also am an adjunct professor at the American College of Building Arts.
Wow, you don't stay seated very long, do you?
I have two small children.
You're busy.
So, yeah.
No doubt.
Understatement.
How did you get that name, Root Down Designs, for your architecture firm?
You know, it was just thinking, you know, I have 8 years of experience prior to branching off on my own working for other architecture firms. And I really, one of the major reasons that I went off and created my own business was because I was seeking a truly green, sustainable architecture. Through this research and discovery, I landed on a kind of architecture called natural building, and it stems from ancient methods such as adobe and rammed earth, which is a method that I specialize in. And then from there, a lot of other alternative building methods have developed over the years, but these methods are true, what I would consider truly sustainable and natural. And so just in that process, thinking about, you know, a sort of strong foundation, going, even looking back at our roots, looking back in time at how our ancient methods can really help us to determine how we should be building today. So it's sort of just looking at how we can be rooted figuratively, but then also having buildings that are strong and sustainable and will last through time. Mm-hmm. So,
have you ever met architect Chris Rose?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I just spoke at the CREAN meeting recently, and he was there.
Yeah. Chris is a South Carolina native, as you probably know, and a number of years ago when the green movement started to pick up steam and everybody was talking green, and I interviewed him, and he said, he kind of laughed and said, you know, all of this stuff that seems so new is so old.
Right.
And
yeah,
you know, my grandparents, he talked mm-hmm. about his grandparents' farm and how they positioned the house for passive heat and the predominant wind direction and things like that mm-hmm. such simple things that humans have been doing for thousands of years.
Yes, exactly.
And it worked then, and there's no reason why it won't work now. One of the things, just as an aside, that really bugs the heck out of me is these newer neighborhoods where they just clear cut all the trees.
Yeah.
And I, you know, they have their needs, their reasons mm-hmm. for doing that, to start with a clean slate. But so many missed opportunities when you do something like that.
I'm with you.
well, talk about, you mentioned before we started the interview that Root Down Designs, you work with residential projects and also commercial projects. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the, you must have designed enough houses now that you're offering stock plans mm-hmm. to the public.
Yes. So we have a very diverse range of clients. We work, you know, some of our projects are high-end custom residential, but then affordable housing is a topic that's always been near and dear to me. I've been working on solutions for close to a decade now. And so I work with a lot of clients that are working with very limited small budgets. So in that quest to try and create high quality, efficient homes that are smaller, but that can work within a small budget, I have done a fair amount of smaller homes. So when I say small, I'm not talking about tiny homes. I'm talking, you know, 700 square foot to 1800 square foot. So kind of in that range. And I decided that just as a way to get these plans out to more people and make them make good design more accessible and available to people who can't afford custom design, I decided to just go ahead and start taking some of those designs that I've already done and turn them into stock plans available to the public. And they are pre-engineered for our wind zone. They are detailed for our specific climate. And they're detailed with high-performance detailing. So kind of going the extra mile with my motto is reduce square footage, but increase quality. So we're using really good quality materials, really good quality wall systems and floor systems. And so we have a whole spec package from the interiors to the exteriors where we have analyzed every single material and we have our sort of list of principles in our firm that we're trying to stick to, such as ethically manufactured materials with a local, regional precedents and no red list chemicals, no harmful VOCs, long-term durability. So we have taken much of this year to analyze a whole range of products and still trying to keep everything within a reasonable price point. So yes, to answer your question, we have a handful of models currently available. And then for all of them, we can make custom modifications. So often we'll have someone who likes a plan, but wants some kind of a minor change or two. And so we'll edit it. And
That's far superior than buying some house plans online.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I've gotten a lot of clients who have bought house plans online only to find out that they are very vague, don't contain any information, and then they just have to turn around and hire a local architect or designer to, you know, get them permit ready. So our plans are permit ready. They're already pre-engineered, and so they're other than the specific site plan, they are ready to go to permitting, and we feel that they're detailed with really high-quality materials and assemblies.
You know, there there are big houses that maybe weren't designed by an architect with lots of wasted space, wasted square footage, hallways galore that you just have to be that you have to heat and cool. It is possible to build a smaller house without it feeling small.
Yeah. And what I'm finding too is just there's a growing demand. We have, you know, an aging population, so we have baby boomers who are not necessarily wanting their 3,000 square foot homes anymore. So they want to downsize into something that will meet their needs but won't be a maintenance nightmare, won't be more space than they need. And then we have a millennial population that is also not necessarily wanting the, you know, standard 3,000 square foot home. They don't want to be locked into, you know, a 30-year mortgage that's going to make them financially strapped for the rest of their lives. And they just want, you know, they're, I think, for a large part, a little more environmentally conscious and just wanting smaller spaces, but more connectivity to their community and more, you know, walkable neighborhoods, community gardens, those kinds of things. So I think we have some changes happening in terms of what people want in neighborhoods. And so we're really, you know, what we do is respond to the needs. So I put out a lot of feelers and surveys and kind of market research, and then we just respond to that.
In April, talk about the building workshops that Root Down Designs makes available to the public.
Yeah, sure. So like I mentioned, we do have a specialty in what I call natural building. So these are alternative building methods such as rammed earth, hempcrete, natural clay and mineral-based plasters and paints, cob ovens, which are wood-fired ovens. So really all kinds of methods and materials that we teach. And so I organize and facilitate a handful of these kinds of workshops each year. And again, it's sort of a response to what I'm finding people want. And what I have been noticing is a growing number of women who are very interested in a lot of these methods. And so we've created programming in 2020 to specifically address getting more women into the trades. This year we did a Carpentry for Women, Carpentry 101. We did a hempcrete workshop. We did natural plasters and paints. And so in 2020, we are going to be focused a little bit more on natural wall finishing methods. Mm-hmm. So no VOCs, no chemicals, very easy DIY kind of methods that I think women are just kind of naturally drawn to and very good at. So we're working on building up a workforce of women who can be subcontractors on jobs and be installers for specialty wall finishing methods.
That's great. That's great. Well, we covered a lot of ground in this interview. How can folks get more information about all these different offerings that you have at Root Down Designs?
Sure. You can find us on our website, rootdowndesigns.com. You can reach out to us in email, info@rootdowndesigns.com. We are on Instagram under Root Down Designs. We're on Facebook under Root Down Designs. And we are on LinkedIn under April McGill. I think that covers it.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. Well, we have been talking with architect April McGill with Root Down Designs. Thanks so much, April.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Bathfitter, and we're very proud to have Bathfitter as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gelliard Center downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. How about yourself today?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment, tell everyone about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry, we design, build, and install custom cabinetry. So we sit down with clients right from the get-go. Sometimes they have very detailed plans, and they know exactly what they want, and others are relying on our expert design team and engineers to help them plan out just the space and the stuff that they want to accomplish in that space in relation to their cabinetry project. Mm-hmm. But we take it from that meeting all the way through to our own installers, install everything so that we keep control of it and make sure that everything gets executed to our clients' not just satisfaction, but their whatever word is an uptick from that, you know, exuberance. Anyhow, to really love it.
To delight the customer.
Delight. Thank you. There's the word I was looking for today.
So there's a difference. HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks custom build cabinets. You can also get semi-custom cabinets from different cabinet companies, and then you can get how do you refer to them, like stock cabinets,
box or even knock together stuff that's flat packed, and you get a screwdriver out and put it together, and each one kind of has a price point and a niche they're trying to take care of. I tend to tell clients, if you're looking to try and flip your house and next year or something, we might not always be the best fit for you as far as remodel goes in that regard, because the investment with us can be a little bit more, especially as people start kind of realizing what's out there. But more importantly is you'll get to enjoy it, though. So what I tell clients, once we hit a couple years out, you're going to enjoy it and still have a marvelous, functional, beautiful space that, barring outright abuse, is going to look as good as the day we put it in for you. And you're going to definitely get your money back, both in terms of time. I know the last house Don and I had, we sold primarily because, honestly, the kitchen we had in that house compared to most of what else was in the neighborhood. But anyhow, just having the ability to be flexible and work with our clients on what they're wanting to accomplish is really important to our clients.
Mm-hmm. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks have been involved with some very interesting cabinet projects lately. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, we've had an interesting range of projects. Probably one that comes to mind the most at the moment is it's fairly small square footage-wise, but it's extremely detailed, very contemporary in its style, very sleek, modern lines, mostly glossy finishes, kind of a light, almost white color, and then with different wood accents, everything from some straight walnut to stainless steel to some actually reconstituted walnut veneers that were utilized on an island to achieve an extremely straight grain, but yet not be plastic. It still has a texture and feel and warmth of real wood, but with a unique grain and pattern to it. And then complete, we worked with a local veneer artisan to create actually a cube wall in this same house. So it's probably about 4 foot tall by 6 or 7 foot wide, and these cubicle sections. And the clients had come to us with this really unique geometric pattern of veneer on a furniture piece, and they said, can we do this on a wall? And so we started looking at it, and yes, wound up being the answer. Mm-hmm. It was quite the challenge, but all the doors are pushed to open it up. It's extremely functional in this, making the best use of the space in this house. There's pullouts, there's dedicated knife using a magnetic rack, all kinds of very unique features that are germane to this client and what they wanted to do with their space.
Mm. And is this the one that you mentioned before we started the interview where you knock on the counter and the dishwasher opens or something?
Yes. Miele makes a dishwasher that is actually knocked to open. So you knock on the dishwasher and the door opens up. So it doesn't require a panel. And there's actually some other appliances now since then that have hit the market in the last year or so that are some are knocked, some are pushed to open, but they don't require pulls or handles on them. So you can have a super sleek design. And there's a lot of new things have really hit the market on that. We've got some drawer options that let us have a push to open drawer option that's very, very high quality and reliable, but yet it's mechanically based, so it's not nearly as exorbitant price-wise as some of the electronic versions, which are still out there, but they're, if you remember your cassette decks back in the, 80s, mm-hmm. you'd press it and you knew a good one when it would just slowly open.
Yeah.
And, anyhow, so some of those do the same thing, but this is kind of more of a very high quality, but yet more affordable version of doing that mechanically. And so it puts it really within reach of anybody that's wanting to do a very contemporary style project, but go without handles.
Hmm. Yeah, the cube wall that as soon as you said that, I recognized folks are going to be able to see that project with the cube wall in the new issue, our winter 2020 issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, which is our kitchen issue. That was a page stopper for me when I was looking through the proofs of our new issue before we went to print. And what can you kind of describe what that cube wall looks like?
Wow, let's see. So we started with I'm having to pull from memory. I think there's about 12 individual squares, and then the pattern is using all triangles out of some spalted maple veneer. And, probably going to need to just get the upcoming issue of the magazine and find
to do
that
it justice
and really get that.
Well, the I guess the point is everything that you've just mentioned, and I couldn't even begin to repeat it, is truly custom, right? I mean, that's
yes, that's definitely kind of the full on custom. Can you even do this type of questions? Not just is it a little off the normal reservation, but it's like, can this be done?
Yeah,
and to kind of get to the yes answer is a fun challenge.
That's amazing. Do you get that a lot at HWC Custom Cabinetry?
We get a blend of things. Some folks are wanting things that, you know, they want a few different elements or something they can't get from a regular box, or maybe being made, you know, the type of materials we're selecting is important to them. You know, a lot of things get made in the United States, but not all the materials are necessarily sourced here. And we know the sourcing of all the materials going into our projects, mm-hmm. and happy to discuss that and lay that all out on the table and help clients walk through what's important. So if somebody's suffering, we've had a few clients lately suffering from very severe environmental sensitivities. So, you know, off-gassing from finishes or formaldehyde or other things like that. Those are real important things. And we're able to, you know, walk through that, talk about it, and then also have samples that they can take home, they can stick in their car with them and kind of really, you know, is this going to treat me right before they even get into the project. And mm-hmm. so we can find the best materials or best sources for that. And then those are pretty normal for us in that regard. But then you have projects like that one you mentioned and we're talking about that's definitely kind of on the farther end of it. It takes some time to work through it. It's not like going to the store and just picking something off the shelf and I'll get this in the next 5 days or something like that. It takes some time just to honestly think through the ramifications of everything that's going on. Can this be done? What happens when we do this to the material? And then be prepared for some of the unexpected things that come along the way. When you do something for the first time, it doesn't always go exactly the way you hope. Sometimes it's different. Working with a veneer artist, Ronnie Harrell, that we did on that, I remember him calling me one afternoon. He said, there's another triangle within a triangle as he got working this out and laying it out. And so we had to kind of puzzle out how do we make that work with everything, just the way the grain and the wood was creating some visual triangles that we hadn't anticipated. So you get little things like that, and you just learn to work through it and have patience and communicate. You know, as a client, you want to know what's going on. Are you making headway? Is it going backwards? What's going on? So it kind of spans a gamut.
That's fascinating. And I hope the takeaway for our listeners is if you want a truly unique custom project for your cabinetry, HWC Custom Cabinets can help you. It sort of reminds me of I remember hearing a story about Steve Jobs with Apple when he was developing the iPhone and talking to the people at Corning Glass and Corning was telling them, no, there's just no way that you can do this with where you can look at your phone in the daylight and still be able to see it and be able to touch it to operate it. And somehow he was able to get them to work through the problem. So yeah. Take that as a compliment, the Steve Jobs of custom cabinetry.
Thank you very much. I will. I don't know if I'd put myself in that category, but definitely you do have to work through those things.
Well, how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, they can find us on the web at hwccustomcabinetry.com. They're welcome to give us a ring, 843-207-0750.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Jay Miller, a.k.a. Steve Jobs, with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Bath Fitter. And Bath Fitter is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Nicole Gordon
with Princeton Mortgage. How are you, Nicole?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Nicole, take a moment and tell everyone about Princeton Mortgage.
Perfect. So Princeton Mortgage has been around for about 35 years now. Started out basically with a footprint in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I moved down here about 2 years ago to expand the company nationally. He's the national sales director. And so we are right locally in West Ashley. And we focus on just giving you the effortless mortgage, whether it be a purchase or refinance. We do all of the standard kind of vanilla stuff, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA, USDA, FHA, and we have the Princeton Promise, which kind of sets us apart, which is we'll give you, if for any reason you feel like your process wasn't effortless, we'll give you $1,000 back at closing, no questions asked.
Cool. Excellent. Yeah. What's the, why should someone call a mortgage company like Princeton Mortgage versus maybe getting a mortgage through a bank?
Oh my goodness, lots of reasons. So I've been in the industry for about 15 years and this comes up all the time. The biggest reason is we are a mortgage company. We're a direct lender, so that sets us apart a little bit from brokers. Mm-hmm. But the biggest difference between us and a bank is we will focus just on mortgages. When you're dealing with a large bank, they don't make money on mortgages. People are trying to get out of the servicing industry as it is, so that's why the mortgages are getting sold off. They make their money in you investing your money there and on the interest that they're earning on that and having the depositories. Mm-hmm. When you come to a company like us, we focus on learning all the guidelines and really we live in that mortgage space. So you're going to get, you know, one-on-one service from us. You're not calling an 800 number and getting, you know, prompts and getting pushed to just, you know, any number of people. You're not just a number. When you call into us, you get me, you get my team. We have local presence here and any of the number of states that I'm licensed in. And, yeah, you're getting that specialized one-on-one service that's particular to you.
Mm-hmm. What are rates like these days? I've been hearing some ads saying that rates have dropped. You know, what can people expect? I don't want to put you on the spot because the rates change daily, right?
Yes, they do. And obviously, it depends on what type of loan you're getting into and a number of different qualifying aspects. Of, you know, your credit score, where your debt-to-income ratio is, the equity in your home. But generally, I mean, I've recently refinanced somebody, with a decent amount of equity in their home, great credit into a 15-year and it was at 3.25. That was about 3 weeks ago. So we're anywhere between very low threes, and mid fours.
Mm-hmm. And what's the rule of thumb as far as, the difference between the mortgage rate you might have right now versus the lower rate to make it make sense financially for you?
Oh, I feel like that's a loaded question too. Mm-hmm. There's such a gray area because there are so many people that can benefit from things, not just taking their 30-year say and reducing the rate. Generally, 0.75, you know, 0.75 to a full percentage point in the rate will do a lot, but it also depends on how long you've been in the mortgage, kind of where your amortization is right now, how much is actually going to principal versus interest. But there are so many things, because rates are so much lower than they were just a few years ago, there are people that I'm refinancing into a 20 or a 15-year, reducing their term, saving them $100,000 in interest over the life of the loan, and keeping their payment almost, you know, exactly where it was on the 30-year. Hmm. Maybe people have some debt that they need to consolidate where they're paying 19% on a credit card because they ran into some sort of an emergency and it had to jack that credit card up. Then the rate, you know, variation matters very little. Maybe you're just reducing it by an eighth or a quarter, but you're saving a tremendous amount of money on a monthly basis because mm-hmm. that's what you need. So it's...
We have a lot of listeners and readers of Charleston Home and Design magazine that are looking to... do remodeling projects on their house, and why should they give Princeton Mortgage a call?
Because they're going to love me. no, but seriously, we can absolutely, I mean, I can get a refinance done. This is the perfect time of year. I have lots of refis in process right now just because of Things like interest that you can write off. And there are some people just taking mortgages out for cash out. I just did for a very good friend of mine, cash out, and kept their payment exactly where it was, but gave them $30,000 to put in their pool in their backyard that they wanted to put in. So we can get you closed very, very quickly. We have an online application, so if you are not the type of person who wants to spend some time and, you know, meet me in person, you can fill out an application in 15 minutes and get your process started. We can get cash wired out to you, you know, in 3 weeks to under 30 days, we can close a refinance. I mean, I have a ton of people that I've met in the area that we work very closely with as far as, and I know that you guys do, a ton of recommended vendors that we can even help get the money to them directly depending on where they are in the process.
And this is not a bad thing. Does Princeton Mortgage, do you hold your mortgages or do they get sold?
Nope, so we don't. We're not in the servicing industry. So we are a direct lender. We will fund, your loan at the closing table, and then we will sell it off, depending on which type of loan it is. We work with a number of different companies, investors, to sell it off on the secondary market.
Which is perfectly normal. I mean,
very normal.
We bought a house, in April, and I think, our very first payment was that we got a mortgage through an independent mortgage company like Princeton Mortgage. And, when we went to make our first payment, it was, the check was written out to Wells Fargo.
Yep.
So they must, and it's perfectly normal. I mean, I remember hearing some people kind of complain about that in the past, but that's the way it is these days. And
yep.
Well, is there a typical customer for Princeton Mortgage?
So, I mean, we can do just about anything. I mean, we'll do FICO scores down to as low as 500. And I work very closely with the credit companies where we can do rescores and work on your credit to get that up if that is an issue. We can work on bank statement loans. So if people are self-employed for less than the 2 years that they need, or maybe they have a ton of write-offs, I'm sure anybody who's self-employed is cringing right now because they've been through this process before. But we can make it easy, and we do have outlets for loans like that. So really anybody who currently has some equity in their home, anybody who is in an adjustable rate mortgage or a in a position where they're maybe paying a little bit more because they can afford it to their mortgage but want to reduce their term. Anybody looking to purchase a second home, an investment property, a new primary residence, we can really help anybody. Mm.
Good. Well, how can folks get more information about Princeton Mortgage?
Oh, so many ways. So I'm the home loan gal on Instagram and Facebook. My cell is 973-975-2182. My website is Nicole Gordon. It's GORDON at Princeton Mortgage. I mean, .princetonmortgage.com. And that'll lead you right to my app. And yeah, my email is ngordon@princetonmortgage.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Nicole Gordon with Princeton Mortgage. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.